Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm John Ryan, your host. My co-host is Otto Loos.
Still at it.
And we are here with Marie Kernison. And I'm flabbergasted with the knowledge that she's putting across. Twofold. Her knowledge and her presentation. I love her. I mean, it really. I love this program because you're learning something, but you're learning it in a nice way. This is like just having a family chat and somebody saying, hey, you know, don't be a nut. You got to do this.
You know, one thing you learn when you're sitting here is that this is not simple.
Oh.
That there, it is complicated, and that's where, like, a Project Independence comes into play, is if people are listening and they feel a little overwhelmed by the whole thing, they can call 311, and they can speak to somebody who will guide them through this whole thing.
I agree.
At no charge.
Right.
Which is not, we're not selling anything.
Do you programs, like, go to communities and make presentations?
Hey, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Is anyone there out there dizzy yet? It's a lot of information
well,
for them
point.
To really
so
capture in a short period of time.
Hour.
And that's definitely a great question to bring up.
Okay.
And one of the things I was going to leave the show with is definitely we're out in the community, senior centers, churches, anything that is catering to the seniors, or not only seniors, but the caregivers.
Right.
You know, our children who goes to the pharmacy to pick up the prescription for the grandparents. We are actually anywhere that is available for us to provide our information. We train social workers. So if there's anyone out there who's listening and wants an individual from EPIC, myself, who's a downstate representative in New York, to come down and do a presentation or train you about the program, we are looking forward to that. We'll love to. And definitely we'll contact, our contact information will be provided through the 301 call once you call Project Independence Radio.
But I have the number and I'm going to call Marie to come to my house. No. But this, and I just have one other question before we go back with Otto. You have an annual income below $75,000 for a single and below $100,000 for a married. What do you mean by income? Like, if you have bond interest, or if you, like, what, or is it just total gross no matter what money comes in?
Oh, okay. So we spoke about EPIC. Ah, yeah. How do you enroll into the program?
Right.
We didn't even talk about that. Let's talk about eligibility. Great. So, yes, we know you must be 65. You have to be in New York and you have to have Medicare Part D, right? Be eligible for that. But, of course, it's the state. What happened is you have to provide income guidelines, right? So how do you qualify for the program? Yes, individuals who are making not income because we're retired already, but of course there are some that are still working. However, a total income for the year for a single person of $75,000, they can be eligible. However, if you're a single person making over $75,000 per year, we're sorry to say you're not going to qualify.
You're out completely.
You're out. Yes.
Okay.
And then married couple is the same way. If you're a married couple, $100,000 total for the family.
Okay.
That's the income bracket. And if you're making above that, we have to say sorry. There's also some individuals out there that are qualified for full Medicaid benefits, and they also are not eligible for the program. However, there are some that are eligible for partial Medicaid benefits. They are also eligible for the EPIC program. Another qualifier to also remember, there's a lot of folks out there who are retiring from union.
Mm-hmm.
If they have union coverage or they have retiree group coverage, we always recommend that they do consult with their benefit coordinator first before they consider enrolling into the EPIC program, simply because when they retire, the organization probably had a negotiated contract rate for them with their package. So we do not want to take away any from what they already have, especially the retiree, the ones that are covered under group retiree coverage.
Yeah, the goal is to help people who need help.
Absolutely.
Not the ones who...
But if you have a program with a union, you're retired, you have a program with a union, and just say I would be paying $50 for the drug, the union person would be paying $10 because they have a good deal.
Right.
Does EPIC come in and take that $10 away, or you can't use two? You know what I'm trying to say?
Well, that's a very good question to ask, and I have to say, no, you can't double dip, right?
Okay, that's fine.
But we always recommend for the individuals to go back and speak with their benefit coordinator, and they will be able to tell them what to do. If they give them a go-ahead, yes, that being an EPIC member will not jeopardize your benefits with the union, definitely go right ahead for it. Because what we need to remember, especially for our group retirees, they have a negotiated package that comes together, which is usually medical, hospital, medical, dental, vision, and their prescription. So remember, the Epic program is specifically to just prescription coverage. So okay. It's helping you with your prescription. So being a member in that package, and then now you're just getting additional benefits just for your prescription coverage, may jeopardize the package. So we don't say no, but we always refer them back to their benefit coordinator okay. first for guidance before they join the Epic program. No. However, folks with Medicare, straight Medicare, with an HMO or a Medicare supplement plan who's not as lucky to get a retiree coverage, they are welcome to join Epic at any time in the year.
You have to be a resident of New York State, and one of the questions I have with that is snowbirds, people who say they live in Florida because they get less expensive car insurance, now are saying they live in Florida, which means therefore they can't really say they're a resident of New York, so they would not qualify for Epic. Is that correct?
Very good question. What do we do with our snowbird? Do we tell them to stay here in the snow? All right, we clean the street. We want them to stay here because we get plenty of heat, right? But of course, we'll miss them during that time. However, can they still be eligible for the program? They are allowed to travel. Some of our snowbirds sometimes have a package deal from their insurance company. They have like a passport program. So yes, they can. They have emergency coverage when they travel outside of the state. And what we usually refer them to, if they are an Epic member, if they are using the mail order program with their insurance company or their Part D, they could benefit with the Epic program as well. So that question may sometimes get a little bit complicated. We have Dr. Previous here, who is the manager of our program. I'm going to pass her the mic to see if she can quickly answer that question a little bit more clearer.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for tuning in. So the short answer to this question is, frankly, at the end of the day, it's your previous year's income tax return. That has your address there. And basically, there will be qualifiers with the state programs that will verify your permanent residence. If your permanent residence reflects that you're in New York State, that's all we need to know at Epic.
Okay. So now, you mentioned the tax return. One of the things I read in preparing for this is they look at the federally adjusted gross household income on a tax return. Do you happen to know what line number that is?
What line number?
Oh,
that
Otto,
is?
Gee, please.
Otto, I have to be an accountant in that one to answer that question. Yeah. But you know what? We would research it for you and definitely get back to you on that. However, when we're looking at income, and great thing I'll refer folks to, when you look at the Epic application, there's one section in there that stipulates exactly what we're looking for. So in terms of like income verification, we look at your Social Security statement, if that's reported on your Social Security, on the tax return, if you put that in. So we look at that, take away your Medicare Part B premium, is what we take into account for your income. And also what we look at is dividends. If folks are collecting their IRA, not the entire face value, however, if they're they get like a benefit, the distribution.
Right.
So the distribution, what they get monthly, is also calculated into their income. And of course, those who actually also have rental income, if they file taxes and that's into their taxes,
okay.
That's also calculated into their
basically
income.
Basically, all income.
So it's all
income. Right,
okay.
It's all income, pretty much, yes.
Which is important because, you know, it's a service to help people that need. So just because I'm not working, but I get $300,000 in rental income, I shouldn't be entitled. I mean, fair is fair.
True.
And that should, you know, so you're looking at the total income coming in.
Yeah, and I think IRA distribution, when you hit, you know, if you worked long enough and you worked wherever, you hopefully have some IRA money. Hopefully, all right? And if you do, you're going to get, you have to take the distribution. There's no option about it. You
right,
know, it's
right.
The law.
So, we're really looking at, in terms of like income verification, we look at the claim income, pretty much, is what we look for.
On the tax return.
On the tax return.
Right.
But of course, what happened to those folks who don't do a tax return at the end of the year? Because we have those who said, I'm only getting Social Security. I don't file taxes. But how do we verify that income? We'll have access, so we'll just verify their Social Security statement.
Uh-huh.
At the end of the year is what verifies what they've been making for the year.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
That makes sense. Otto, since you're the gorilla.
Well, I'm the gorilla. One of the questions that that did come up also, because I've run into it on my own, is drugs that are excluded. You know, like I take Zetia as an example. And Zetia was a non-generic, and it coursed through the nose because it's non-generic. And in some cases, when you shop on the marketplace, it's even excluded. It's a drug that isn't covered by any plan, all right? My question is, where does Epic fit as far as that goes? Does this have to come into when you hit the donut hole, or is it any time? If there's a drug that's excluded, is it covered?
Very good question. Can a drug be excluded and not covered? One key thing is, in Part D, generally speaking, when individuals have a prescription that has to be covered, they go by the plan formulary. So Epic will cover every prescription that is on the plan's formulary. Now, how does that affect drugs that are excluded? So if a drug is excluded, most likely it's not going to be on the formulary. Some individuals go back to their plan and they apply for what they call an exception. So if the Part D decide to make an exception to cover the drug for the member, Epic will cover that drug as well. There are certain drugs that are not covered by Epic, by the plan, which is listed in the Part D excluded drugs that are covered by Epic, as long as they are the prescription or the pharmaceutical company is part of the New York rebate program, Epic will cover that drug for the member.
Well, that magic word formulary is that's like when you, John, you're going to have the honor of shopping at the end of the year for your Part D.
No, I won't.
No?
Marie will.
Oh, okay. Somebody in your family will have the honor of shopping for
Sean is in the right hand.
Formulary is a big deal. You know, one plan says this is a class, what is it, A and B and C and D? And the next plan says, no, that drug is in C and D and whatever. And when you tell it, throw into the hopper what drugs you take. Are we running out of time?
Yeah.
I see, I can't see the clock. When you throw into the hopper all of the drugs that you take,
it's a mess.
It comes out in this marketplace, and it tells you this is what it's going to cost you.
Marie, I want to thank you. This was one. You did a tremendous, tremendous job, and nobody knows it, but Marie is working on a bad foot at the same time. She came in on crutches, the poor thing.
Oh,
so I appreciate this so much. It was so informative, and anybody can call 311 for further information. And I didn't get doctor's name.
Dr. Twiggers.
So you say it, Marie. You're right there.
Oh, John, thank you.
And Dr.
Right. Dr. Pluvieuse, Dr. Okay. Christine Pluvieuse, she's here, and I'll let her say the final words.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Thank you both very much for being here. This was wonderful. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.